on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The parents of a Wentworth teenager who was killed while walking home from school say all they want is closure. Leighton Finn was gunned down in June last year. In a Durban court yesterday, suspect Andre Addison pleaded not guilty to shooting Leighton. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
At the Durban High Court, Addison said he knew nothing about the murder as he was asleep in his grandmother's house. But an eyewitness claimed to have seen the 18-year-old run up to the schoolboy and pull the trigger multiple times. Leighton's father, Tyron, left the courtroom during the testimony, telling Newswatch later that it's difficult to relive the trauma of his son's death.
It's hard to even explain. You know, I always picture daily what happened to my kid and to go through this again, knowing how innocent a kid he was.
He says he's hopeful the truth will surface. Leighton's mother, Gail Franks, hopes her son's death will help pave the way for change in Wentworth.
He was Wentworth. People are frightened because their lives are in danger, as the witness said, because they could come and do, and if they know who he is, they could have came, went to his house and shot him, because that's how Wentworth is.
Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
Police are hot on the heels of a Home Affairs official allegedly involved in a fake marriage citizenship syndicate in Durban. Officials raided the premises of what's believed to be a clandestine Home Affairs office on the Berea yesterday. Three suspects are facing charges of fraud and defeating the ends of justice. Newswatch's Nishira Sothiel was there.
After receiving crime intelligence, a policewoman was sent undercover to pretend to want to get married. She sounded the alarm, and officials who were on standby from the SAPS, Hawks and Metro Police were sent in. Officials say employees were already tearing up documents when they arrived on the first floor. Those running the business are accused of facilitating fraudulent marriages, using the ID documents of unknowing South African women to get them married to undocumented foreign nationals. Most of the people involved are not in the country and would apparently be given spousal visas, which they would use to enter South Africa. The suspects were allegedly charging people around 18,000 rand for this. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says they believe this is a big syndicate.
We have identified that there is a Home Affairs official who has been working with the suspect. We have been possibly identified. So we believe that he will be arrested and there could be more.
Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Berea.
And police in India have detained two people after a fireworks show erupted into an explosion, leaving almost 100 people in hospital. Hundreds had gathered to watch the display outside a temple in Kerala State last night. Local reports say a surge of crackles was heard coming from inside the building before a powerful ball of flame surged into the sky. Police say the firecrackers set up for the show were positioned very close to the storage room. At least 154 people were injured. Durban's going up to a high of 26 degrees, Richards Bay 27, Maritzburg 23. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.
And coming up in your sports, Pirates looking to continue their unbeaten start in the Betway Prem tonight when they face TS Galaxy. Rodri, he's named the best player in the world, and the Proteas 109 for 1, batting first on day one, second test against Bangladesh.